Carl Azus. First up, at 4:20 a.m. yesterday, heavily armed French police moved in on an apartment building in a suburb of northern Paris. They were looking for a relative of this man, Abdelhamid Abaoud. He's a Frenchman who's believed to be the ringleader of last week's terrorist attacks in Paris that left 129 people dead. A wiretap reportedly helped French investigators overhear a phone conversation. It indicated that Abaoud's cousin was at the apartment. As police closed in, gunfire erupted. A female suicide bomber detonated her explosives, and a floor collapsed.
We've managed to get onto a rooftop here from which we can see the building behind me. I'm just going to duck out so that we can push in and take a look at that apartment building that was the focus of these raids. We can see forensic experts have been moving around inside those rooms. They've been taking photographs, and you can see the aftermath of those blasts that were heard. All the windows have been blown out. You can see the pockmarks of heavy weaponry around those windows.
This was one of hundreds of police operations in recent days. Two people were killed in the raid. Investigators are using DNA tests to figure out who the suspects were. Eight others were arrested. A French official said, judging by the weapons and the organization of the people in the apartment, they were prepared to act, possibly in another terrorist attack. French President François Hollande said the raid was proof that his country is at war with the ISIS terrorist group, which claimed responsibility for the Paris attacks. The French government has proposed extending the country's state of emergency for 3 more months. That would limit certain rights of residents, and it would allow law enforcement to have more power to conduct searches and hold people in police custody.